We'll do the Hanuman song first.
Thank you.
Jai Om Vishnupad. Paramahansa. Paramahacharya Osutela. Satishi Shimad, His Divine Grace. Abhaya Chandanada Bhaktivedanta. Goswami Srila Prabhupada Kijai. ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Kijai. Adanta Goti Vaishnav Vrinda Kijai. Namacharya Srila Vilas Thakur Kijai. Paramse Goshri Krishna Chaitanya. Prabhu Nityananda Shidwaita Gadadha Shivasati Gaur. Bhakta Vrinda Kijai Shishi. Radha Krishna Gopikopatha Shyam Kundrada Kundakini Gopadan Kijai Vrindhavanam Kijai Maturam Kijai Jagannatha Sami Kijai Yamunamai Kijai Shimadi Kalasi Devi Kijai Samaveda Pakta Vrinda Kijai Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Gaur. All glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru Gauranga, Srila Prabhupada Kijai, Nama Om Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Vastaya, Buddhale, Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swamini Namani, Namaste, Saraswati Deve, Gauravani Pracharane, Nevishesha Shunyabadi, Paschacha, Deja Tarine. So, offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my divine spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who so kindly opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge while I was blinded in the darkness of ignorance. So, before we begin our class tonight, I just want to announce again, like I did last night, about the Vyasa Puja ceremony. We'll be having an online session for the devotees in New Zealand, Australia, and Fiji, and there'll also be the in-personal Vyasa Puja in Nugaloka, which is on the east coast of the United States. So here's the timings. The timings for the Nugaloka one are really not so good for those overseas in Fiji, Australia, New Zealand. Therefore, we're having another one. Okay, so first, we'll talk about the Australia, New Zealand, and Fiji Vyasa Pujas, where I'm going to be interacting with the devotees and hearing their offerings. So that will be on Saturday, the 16th of October in Australia, New Zealand, and Fiji. Everybody got that? And Australia, New Zealand, and Fiji. Timing for this will be on the 16th of October, Saturday, will be 8 a.m. in Sydney, 7 a.m. in Queensland, that's Australia, 9 a.m. in Fiji, and 10 a.m. in Auckland on Saturday. It'll be in the same Zoom account that you're signed into right now. And I'll be sending some notices out about that. And then as far as the Vyasa Puja in person in Nugaloka, that will be on the 16th of October, also Nugaloka time, at 11 o'clock in the morning, and which is Central European time, 5 p.m., UK time of 4 p.m., Indian Standard Time of 8 p.m. So that'll also be online, the same thing we're experiencing right now, the same Zoom account, the same Facebook account, the same YouTube account. And as I said, that one might be a little bit too early in the morning for Sydney. It'll be 2 a.m. Brisbane, 1 a.m. Auckland, 4 a.m. and Fiji, 3 a.m. So it's better, and that'll be on Sunday for those of you who are in Auckland, Fiji, Sydney, you know, so that won't be the actual day. The actual day is Saturday, the 16th. And so I suggest that those who are in Auckland or New Zealand, Fiji, Brisbane, and Sydney, or Queensland, can attend on the 16th. On Saturday the 16th online. And many of those who are in Brisbane They'll be attending one, at least the Brisbane ones, hosted by Dowji, will be attending, a few hours from now, on Sunday your time. And you have separate information if you're interested in that. But that'll be just for the devotees in Brisbane, which will be this weekend on Sunday in Brisbane. Okay. And if you're interested in that, talk to Dowji. He'll have all the information. That'll be an in-person one at Dowji's place, which will take place on Sunday. And Sunday, it is Sunday there. We'll take later. Later on today in your place in Brisbane, at Dowji's place. Anyway, and I'll be participating in that. But that's at Dowji's place. Okay, I guess I should give you the time. The time at Dowji's place will be, hold on a second, shoo-wee. This gets a little complicated for me. Okay. Sunday at 5 p.m. Brisbane time. Just Brisbane time. Brisbane isn't a special time zone because they don't celebrate daylight savings time. Okay. Which is 4 a.m. my time, which will be an austerity for me. So if you want to celebrate with the Brisbane theme, just talk to Dowji about it. And that'll be at 5 p.m. Brisbane time, which is 6 p.m. Sydney time. Hold on a second. Yeah, 6 p.m. Sydney time. That's right. 7 p.m. Fiji time, or 8 p.m. Auckland, New Zealand time. Sounds right. 9 p.m. Wait a second. It's going to be 5 p.m. New Zealand time, 5 p.m. Brisbane time, which is 6 p.m. Sydney time, which is 7 p.m. 7 p.m. Fiji time, or 8 p.m. New Zealand time. That's right. Okay. Yeah, because New Zealand is 3 hours later. Okay. So anyway, you get that. That'll be online tonight for all of you, but that's just the 10th celebration. The real celebration will be on the 16th of October, which is the actual day of the appearance. Hate to do my own advertising. Okay, so let's go on to the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. So, hold on. Oh, that was a mistake. I lost my place. Hold on a second. All right. I have to find the place again because I hit the wrong button and we lost the place on the database. Okay, there we go. Give me 1 second. I will get to it again. It's the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Maja Lila, 15th chapter. We're right in the middle of the purport. 244, Maja Lila 15. Text 244, right in the middle of the purport. Not that everything works out the way you'd like it to work out. 244 in the middle of the purport. And let's page down. Give me a second. Wait a second. Yeah. Whoops, actually it's more than that. It's 277 as far as I remember. Yeah, 277, sorry. 277, the middle of purport. Just 1 second, sorry for the delay. Six, next verse. 277. I am in the middle of the purport. Hold on a second. Almost there it is. Unless one is a fully qualified Brahmana. Of course, the story goes that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saved Amoga, who was Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's son-in-law, because Amoga had blasphemed Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, accused him of eating too much. He got cholera, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saved him by putting his hand on Amoga's heart and saying, "A Brahmana's heart cannot have any impurity. Get up and chant the holy names." And Amoga got up, and he was cured from cholera. So Prabhupada says, unless one is a fully qualified Brahmana, he cannot advance in spiritual science. A real Brahmana is never envious of Vaishnavas. If he is considered an imperfect neophyte. Impersonalist Brahmanas are always opposed to Vaishnava principles. They are envious. They are envious of Vaishnavas because they do not know the goal of life. Natevidhu swarta gatimi Vishnum. 7531. However, when a Brahmana becomes a Vaishnava, there is no duality. If a Brahmana does not become a Vaishnava, he certainly falls down from the Brahmin platform. This is confirmed by the Srimad Bhagavatam 11.5.3 Nabhajant Yabhajananti Stanad Brashta Patanchyadaha. So, actually the word Brahman means one who knows Brahman. In other words, one who is spiritual. It doesn't refer to a caste distinction or someone who was a teacher. It refers to someone who knows Brahman. And of course, Brahman is manifested in three different ways. Brahmiti, Paramatmaiti, Bhagwaniti, Shabyate. Is manifest as the impersonal Brahman, the localized personality of Godhead, Lord in the heart, and also Bhagawan, the supreme personality of Godhead, Krishna. So we can actually see that in this age of Kali, many so-called Brahmanas are envious of Vaishnavas. The Kali-contaminated Brahmanas consider deity worship to be imaginative. Archo Vishnu, Shiladiya Guru Shu Naramatir Vaishnave Jati Buddhi. Such a contaminated Brahman may superficially imagine a form of the Lord, but actually he considers the deity in the temple to be made of stone or wood. Similarly, such a contaminated Brahman considers the Guru to be an ordinary human being, and he objects when a Vaishnava is created by the Krishna consciousness movement. Many so-called Brahmanas attempt to fight us, saying, "How can you create a Brahmana out of a European or an American?" A Brahmana can be born only in a Brahman family. They do not consider that this is never stated in any revealed scripture. Lord Krishna specifically states in the Bhagavad Gita, 4.13, Chaturvarnya Mayashristam Gunakarma Vibhagasha. According to the three modes of material nature and the work associated with them, the four divisions of human society are created by me. In other words, not by birth, but by quality and work, guna and karma. Thus, a Brahman is not a result of a caste system. He becomes a Brahmana only by qualification. Similarly, a Vaishnava does not belong to a particular caste. Rather, his designation is determined by the rendering of devotional service. So the verse that Prabhupada quoted states that if one considers a Vaishnava as belonging to a certain jati, a certain caste, or one considers the deity to be made of stone or wood or material elements, or the guru to be of a certain caste, one is possessed of hellish intelligence. In other words, one falls down. So, Shuni Krishna Krishna Bali Amoga Utila Primonmade Matahena Nachite Lagila. After hearing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and being touched by him, Amoga, who was on his deathbed, immediately stood up and began to chant the holy name of Krishna. Thus he became mad with ecstatic love and began to dance emotionally. Kamba Asu Pulaka Stambhave Sveda Baswara Banga Prabhu Hase Dekitara Primera Taranga. While Amoga danced in ecstatic love, he manifested all the ecstatic symptoms: trembling, tears, jubilation, trance, perspiration, and faltering voice. Seeing these waves of ecstatic emotion, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to laugh. Prabhura charane dari charakare vinaya aparada kshama morhe prabhu dayamaya. Amoga then fell down before the Lord's lotus feet and submissively said, "O merciful Lord, please excuse my offense." Ei charamukhe tumara karinu nindane etavali apana gale chidaya apane. Not only did Amoga beg the Lord's pardon, but he also began slapping his own cheeks, saying, "By this mouth I have blasphemed you." So he felt very, very repentant. Chidayate chidayate gala hulaela Hate Dari Gopinathacharya Nishedila. Indeed, Amoga continued slapping his face over and over until his cheeks were swollen. Finally, Gopinathacharya stopped him by catching hold of his hands. Prabhu Ashvasana Kare Sparshitara Gatra Sarvaboma Sambande Tumi Mora Snehe Sneha Patra. After this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pacified Amoga by touching his body and saying, "You are the object of my affection because you are the son-in-law of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya." Sarvabhauma grihe dasadasi ye kukura sehamora priya anya chana rahudara. Everyone in Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house is very dear to me, even including his maids and servants and even the dog. And what to speak of his relatives? Aparadanahi sadalau Krishna nam etabali prabhu aila sarvabhoma stanna. Amoga, always chant the Hare Krishna mantra and do not commit any further offenses. After giving Amoga this instruction, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Sarvabhoma's house. Prabhu deki sarvabhoma tarila charane prabhu tanre alingya. Vasila Asane. Upon seeing the Lord, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya immediately caught hold of his lotus feet. The Lord embraced him and then sat down. Prabhu Kahe Amoga Shishu Kiva Tara Dosha Kene Upavasa Kara Kene Kara Rosha. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pacified Sarvabhauma, saying, "After all, Amoga, your son-in-law, is a child. So what is his fault? Why are you fasting and why are you angry?" Utasnanakara Deka Jagannatha Mukha Shigraha Sivojanakara Tabimora Sukha. Just get up and take your bath and go see the face of Lord Jagannath. Then return here to eat your lunch. In this way I shall be happy. Tavat Rahiba Ami Etaya Vasiha Yavadna Kaive to me, Prasada Asiya. I shall stay here until you return to take Lord Jagannath's remnants for your lunch. Prabhu padakatari bata kahite lagila marita mogatare kena jayla. Catching hold of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet, Bhattacharya said, "Why did you bring a moga back to life? It would have been better had he died." Prabhu kahe amoga shishu tomara balaka balaka dosha nalaya pitata hate balaka. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Amoga is a child in your son. The father does not take the faults of his son seriously, especially when he is maintaining him." Eve vaishnavahela taragela parada taharo apare upare eva eve karaha prasada. Now that he's become a Vaishnava, he is offenseless. You can bestow your mercy upon him without hesitation. Bhattakahi chalaprabhu ishwaradararshane snanakari tanha muni ashichone khane. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, "Please go, my lord, to see Lord Jagannath. After taking my bath, I shall go there and then return." Prabhu kahe gobinatha ihan rahiba inho prasada paile vartama ke kahiba. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then told Gopinath, "Stay here and inform me when Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya has taken his prasadam." Etabali Prabhu gela ishwara darashane vatasnana darshana kari karila bhojane. After saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to see Lord Jagannath. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya completed his bath, went to see Lord Jagannath, and then returned to his house to accept food. Sayamoga hela prabhura bhakta ikhanta preme nachi krishna nama laya maha shanta. Thereafter, Moga, sorry about that, went a little too far. Thereafter, Moga became an unalloyed devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He danced in ecstasy and peacefully chanted the holy name of Lord Krishna. Wow. Aiche Chitalila Kare Sachira Nandana Ye Deke Shune Tanra Vismayahaya Mata. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his various pastimes. Whoever sees them or hears them recounted becomes truly astonished. So one thing we can learn from this particular pastime is that if one is related with a Vaishnava, one gets the Lord's mercy. So that means, not simply for ourselves, that means that everybody related to us, if we become Vaishnavas, becomes liberated. Wow. Family members, friends, everybody. All we have to do is have a lot of friends and a lot of family members. Whatever. And, of course, the main thing is become Krishna conscious, and then we make friends with everybody, and then automatically they become connected to Krishna through us. Things equal to the same thing or equal to each other. And then they begin to chant the holy names. Ache vata grihe kare pojana vilasa taramaje nana chitra charitra prakasha. Thus Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enjoyed eating in Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house. Within that one pastime, many wonderful pastimes were manifested. Sarvabhauma gare bojana chitra sarvabhauma prema yanha. These are peculiar characteristics of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. Thus the Lord ate in Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house, and in this way, Sarvabhauma's love for the Lord has become well known. As stated in the Shoka Nirnayamrita, Amoga Panditam Bande Sri Gaurinatma Sa Satkritam prema gadgada santrangam pulaka kula vigraham. I offer my obeisances unto Amoga Pandit, who was accepted by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As a result of this acceptance, he was always merged in ecstatic love, and he manifested ecstatic symptoms such as choking of the voice and standing of the hairs on his body. Shaktira matara prema ara prabhura prasada bhakta sambandhiyaha shamila parada. Thus I have related the ecstatic love of Sarvabhauma's wife, who is known as the mother of Shakti. I have also related Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's great mercy, which he manifested by excusing Amoga's offense. He did so due to Amoga's relationship with a devotee. Prabhupada explains that Amoga was an offender because he blasphemed the Lord. Hold on a second, just got to do something here. As a result, he was about to die of cholera. Amoga did not receive an opportunity to be freed from all offenses, being attacked by the disease, but Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and his wife were very dear to the Lord because of their relationship. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, excused Amoga. Instead of being punished by the Lord, he was saved by the Lord's mercy. This was due to the unflinching love of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Externally, Amoga was Sarvabhauma's Bhattacharya's son-in-law, and he was being maintained by Sarvabhauma. Consequently, if Amoga were not excused, his punishment would have directly affected Sarvabhauma. Amoga's death would have indirectly brought about the death of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Wow. Shudakari Eilila Shuneye Jana Achirat Payase Chaitanya Charana. Whoever hears these pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with faith and love will attain the shelter of the Lord's lotus feet very soon. So again, this is another thing that occurs at the end or towards the end of the chapter. It's called the Shuti Pala, or the fruits of hearing. It's like a benediction that one gets, and these benedictions will come true. If you hear with, what does it say here? Faith, let me outline this. Start with the F, faith and love. So what does faith mean? Belief that if you simply do what the Lord wants, everything will be accomplished. And love means you do it simply to please the Lord. So that's how you have to hear. Not simply hear like a computer, or hear one ear and goes out the other ear, but to hear with great love and faith. And we're going to end the chapter now. Shri Rupa Raghunatha Pade Yarasha Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishna Dasa. Praying at the lotus feet of Shri Rupa and Shri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps, thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports to the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Majalila, 15th chapter, describing the Lord's eating at the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And then we go to chapter 16, which is called the Lord's attempt to go to Vrindavana. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives the following summary of this chapter in his Amrita Prabaha Bhasha. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to go to Vrindavan, Ramananda Roy and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya indirectly presented many obstructions. In due course of time, all the devotees of Bengal visited Jagannath Puri for the third year. This time, all the wives of the Vaishnavas brought many types of food, intending to extend invitations to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Jagannath Puri. When the devotees arrived, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent his blessings in the form of garlands. And that year also, the Gundicha temple was cleansed, and when the Chaturmasya period was over, all the devotees returned to their homes in Bengal. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu forbade Nityananda to visit Nilachal every year. Questioned by the inhabitants of Kulina Gram, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again repeated the symptoms of a Vaishnava. Vijayaniti also came to Jagannath Puri and saw the festival of Odhana Shasti. When the devotees bade farewell to the Lord was determined to go to Vrindavan, and on the day of Vijayadashami, he departed. Maharaj Pataparudra made various arrangements for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's trip to Vrindavan. When he crossed the river Chitrotpada, Ramananda Roy, Amarga Raja, and Hari Chandra went with him. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested Gadadhara Pandit to return to Neelachal Jagannath Puri, but he did not abide by this order. From Kataka, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again requested Gadadhara Pandit to return to Neelachal, and he bade farewell to Ramananda Roy from Bhadraka. After this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu crossed the border of Orissa State and he arrived at Panihati by boat. Thereafter, he visited the house of Raghava Pandit, and there he went to Kumarahata and eventually to Kulia, where he excused many offenders. From there, he went to Ramakedi, where he saw Sri Rupa and Sanatana and accepted them as his chief disciples. Returning from Ramakeli, he met Raghunath Das, and after giving him instructions, sent him back home. Thereafter, the Lord returned to Neelachal and began to make plans to go to Vrindavan without a companion. So in other words, the Lord didn't go all the way to Vrindavan. Something happened, and we're going to hear about that in this chapter. This is quite a lengthy chapter. Okay, so text one. Agodot jnanam gauravega shinchan swalokanam ritahai pavagnir dagda janata viruda samajivayat. By the nectar of his personal glance, the cloud known as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu poured water upon the garden of Gaudadesh and revived the people, who were like creepers and plants burning in the fire, the forest fire of material existence. Wow. Jaya Jaya Gaudachandra Jaya Nichananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all glories to Lord Nityananda, all glories to Advaita Chandra, and all glories to all the devotees of the Lord. Prabhura hai lahi chayai te vrindavana shunya prataparudra hai la vimana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided to go to Vrindavan, and Maharaj Prataparudra became very morose upon hearing the words or hearing this news. Sarvamoma Ramananda Anidvijana Dunake Kayena Raja Vinayavachana. The king therefore called for Sarvamoma Bhattacharya and Ramananda Roy, and he spoke the following submissive words to them. Niladri chari prabhur mana anyatra yate yate tumara karaha yatna tanhare rakite. Prataparudra Maharaj said, please endeavor to keep Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here at Jagannath Puri, for now he is thinking of going elsewhere. Tanha vinahi raja more nahi bhaya Koshani Rakite Karaha Nana Upaya. Without Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this kingdom is not pleasing to me. Therefore, please try to devise some plan to enable the Lord to stay here. Ramananda Sarvabhauma Dvijana Stane Tavi Yukti Kare Prabhu Yava Vrindavane. After this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself consulted Ramananda Roy and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, saying, I shall go to Vrindavana. Dunhe kahi ratayatra kara darashana kartika hai le kavikariha gamana. Ramananda Roy and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya requested the Lord to first observe the Ratayatra festival. Then, when the month of Kartik arrived, he could go to Vrindavana. It's a good month to go. Kartikahe le kahe evi mahas chita dolayatra dekiyau evala rita. However, when the month of Kartika came, they both told the Lord, "Now it's very cold." So they're making excuses for him, to try to prevent him from leaving Jagannath Puri. "It is better that you wait to see the Doli Yatra festival, then go. That would be very nice." Aji kali kari utaya vivida upaya yaite samatana deha viche derabaya. In this way, they both presented many impediments, indirectly not granting the Lord permission to go to Vrindavan. They did this because they were afraid of separation from him. Yadyapi swatantra prabhu nahi nivarana bhakta icha vina prabhu nakari gamana. Although the Lord is completely independent and no one can check him, he still did not go without the permission of his devotees. Tritiya vatsare sabha godera bhakta gana nilachale chalite sabara haira mada. Then for the third year, all the devotees of Bengal wanted to return again to Jagannath Puri. In other words, they delayed him for over a year. Sabi meli gela adwaita chayera bhashe prabhu dekite acharya chalila ulase. All the Bengali devotees gathered around Advaita Acharya in great jubilation. The Acharya departed for Jagannath Puri to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yadyapi prabhura agda godete rahite nichinanda prabhu ke prema bhakti prakashite tatapi chalila mahaprabhu re tekite nityananda prema cheshta ke pare bhushite. Although the Lord told Nityananda Prabhu to stay in Bengal and spread ecstatic love of God, Nityananda left to go see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Who can understand Nityananda Prabhu's ecstatic love? In other words, he disobeyed Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because of love, not because of selfishness, not because of anything else other than love for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Could not bear to be separated from him for another year. Acharya Ratna Vijanini Srivasa Ramaye Vasudeva Murari Govindadi Dinabai. Raghava Pandita Nija Jali Sajjana Kulina Grama Vasichale Patadori Ana Lana. All the devotees of Navadvip departed, including Acharya Ratna, Vijanidhi, Srivasa, Ramai, Vasudeva, Morari, Govinda, and his two brothers, and Raghava Pandit, who took bags of assorted foods. The inhabitants of Kulina Grama, carrying silken ropes, also departed. Kandavasi Narahari, Sri Raghunandana, Sarvabhakta Chale Tara, Ke Kare Ganana. Narahari and Sri Raghunandana, who were from the village of Sri Kanda, and many other devotees also departed. Who can count them? Shivananda Sena Kare Gati Samadana. Sabari Palana Kari Suke Lana Yana. Shivananda Sen, who was in charge of the party, made arrangements to clear the tax collecting centers. He took care of all the devotees and happily traveled with them. Sabara Savakarya Karena Dena Avasastana Shivananda Jana Udiya Patera Santana. Shivananda Sen took care of all the necessities the devotees required. In particular, he made arrangements for residential quarters and he knew the roads of Orissa. Se vatsara prabhu dekite sabha takurani chalila charya sangi achucha janandi. That year, all the devotees' wives, takuranis, also went to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sita Devi, the mother of Achyutananda, went with the Dvaitacharya. Went a little too far. Shivasa Pandita Sange Chalila Malini Shivananda Sange Chale Tanhara Grihli. Shrivasa Pandit also took his wife Malini, and the wife of Shivananda Sen also went with her husband. Shivanandera, Balaka Nama Chaitanya Tasa Tenon Chaliache Prabhure Dekite Hulasa. Chaitanya Dasa, the son of Shivananda Sen, also jubilantly accompanied them as they went to see the Lord. Acharya Ratna Sange Chale Tanhara Grihini Tanhara Primera Katha Kahite Na Jani. The wife of Chandrasekhara, Acharya Ratna, also went. I cannot describe the greatness of Chandrasekhara's love for the Lord. Sabatakarani Mahabru Prabhu Ke Bhikshadite Prabhuranana Priya Drabhya Dila Garahite. To offer Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu various types of food, all the wives of the great devotees brought from home various dishes that pleased Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And finally, 26. Shivananda Sena Kare Sabha Samadana Gautiyala Prabodhi Dena Savare Vasastana. As stated, Shivananda Sen made all arrangements for the party's necessities. In particular, he pacified the men in charge of levying taxes and found resting places for everyone. So we ended with text 26 in the 16th chapter. We finished the 15th chapter. Okay, so now we are going to take questions. All right, let's stop sharing. And we'll unmute you so you can ask questions. And I guess we should make that announcement about the Vyasa Pujas again, just so that everybody will understand what's happening. So next weekend, coming attraction, next weekend, on Sunday for Australia, New Zealand, and Fiji, we're going to have at least the devotees be able to speak to me and make their offerings. I don't know what's going to go on to the temples. It's going to be 8 a.m. in Sydney time, 7 a.m. Brisbane time, 9 a.m. Fiji time, and 10 a.m. New Zealand time. That is going to be Saturday the 16th. Saturday the 16th. 8 a.m. Sydney time, 7 a.m. Brisbane time, 9 a.m. Fiji time, 10 a.m. New Zealand time. And that will all be on the same Facebook, Zoom, and YouTube account. Okay. And if you want to interact, you got to go on Zoom. Then, the one in Nukuoka is going to be at 11 a.m. East Coast, United States time, on the 16th of October, same day as on for the South Pacific. But it's just going to be the next... Anyway, for the South Pacific, that's the next day. But the South Pacific's Vyasa Puja will be on the 16th of October in the earlier times I mentioned. So in Nukuoka, there'll be 11 a.m. on the 16th of October, which is Central European time, 5 p.m., Central UK time, 4 p.m., Indian Standard Time, 8 p.m. That's the 16th of October. And if you're a little confused about all that, just look at my Facebook page. I'm going to post it again tomorrow, so you've got a few days to prepare for that. In addition, for those of you in New Zealand, Australia, and Fiji, if you want to look at the Brisbane one, that's going to be today your time, because you are Sunday right now. That's going to be today, Sunday. Okay, Sunday. Whoops. Yes, that's right. Today's Sunday. today's Sunday later. So that's going to be... Okay. Today's Sunday, which is going to be... Okay, I got that listed here. Hold on a second. That's going to be today's Sunday for you. And that's going to be... It's not that I remember all these things. If you want to really participate in that. Hold on a second. I had it written down. Ooh, yeah. Okay. Here we go. I remember. It's going to be... No, I'm not going to put today... Oh, I guess I should put it on my Zoom. On my... Yes, it's on my Zoom account. Today, Sunday, it'll be 5 p.m., beginning 5 p.m. I may not join in the beginning, but it's going to be beginning 5 p.m., Brisbane time. How about that? Which is 6 p.m. Sydney time. I gotta remember all this. Which is 8 p.m. New Zealand time and 7 p.m. Fiji time. Got it. And that was all from my little mind. So, but that, we just want the Brisbane devotees to participate in that. But you're welcome to watch, and if there's any extra time, you can say a few words. But that's a week before the Vyasa Puja, because the actual Vyasa Puja is on the Saturday, the 16th. And it's better you can participate on that particular day. And we already mentioned the time, and I will... Maybe I should just type everything in the window for you and not take any questions. All right, so here we go. So... Here's the first one. Saturday, 16th of October. That's 8 a.m. Sydney, 7 a.m. BNE. 9 a.m. Fiji, and 10 a.m. New Zealand. Okay, got that? And the other one's for people in the United States. And the one... Okay, let's get to something spiritual. I will try to put that on... I'll probably try to put it on Facebook a little later. But I have to drive somewhere in a few minutes. A monk was saved even though offended the Lord and his devotee. I am surprised why he was given such mercy even though he did not ask for forgiveness. That was to save Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, because Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya... would have left his body out of remorse had that not happened. That was out of compassion for Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, even though Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya did not ask for Moga to be saved, but it was in essence to save Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and save the whole situation and save Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's daughter's marriage. Out of service to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, that's why. So the Lord... serves his devotees even when the devotees don't want that service. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya did not want that service, but the Lord served him because it saved him in many different ways, because he was feeling so much remorse. And ultimately, Lord Chaitanya was also merciful too. So if you're related to a devotee, you got it made. So you better become a devotee so those related to you can also make it spiritually. How about that? Okay, one other question, and then I have to drive somewhere tonight. So one other question, it is tonight, if you don't realize that where I am, even though maybe morning your time, I have to drive back to the temple tonight, so I will be there early in the morning at 3 o'clock in the morning or 4 o'clock in the morning for the Vyasa Puja in Brisbane. online. And if you don't think birthday parties are an austerity, just become a guru. Okay, so here. So one more question. Jai Radhika, you have a question. You can unmute yourself.
Yes, Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj, this is my humble obeisances to you. Glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Glories to Prabhupada.
Now, my question is, yesterday we spoke at length about apparatus, offenses, and the hellish punishment, like I think it was Gopinath Acharya or Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya quoted as well. I actually wanted to understand about the Hatimata offenses, like the severity of it. So basically, Amoga was lucky because he was related to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya.
Right.
However, devotees also, I see in our circle, that they have association of Tulsi Maharani, deities, and, you know, the Phalas as well. And we have nice Phalas duties as well, like in all Srila Prabhupada's books. So I was like thinking, you know, as sometimes devotees go at length, we see, you know, from the family and all that to bring others down and things like that, and out of their conditioning. And also, Sanatan Goswami, also, like he showed us how, like, he went and asked for forgiveness from the Brahmana as well. But sometimes, out of conditioning, devotees don't do that. But I always see a pre devotee serving so nicely and all that. So I was thinking, despite all these devotional services that devotees do, does all their sins get negated for? Forgiven as well, or consequences are yet to come?
No. Sin, offenses don't get forgiven because you do devotional service.
Okay.
But one should continue to do devotional service and stop the offenses and feel remorse. Now, obviously, another thing about Amoga must have felt some remorse. Obviously, that cholera really was like a wake-up call for him. Yeah, so obviously he felt remorse, and he did. He exhibited that after he was saved by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Right.
So he understood he had done something bad. So one apologizes, and certainly he apologized to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, actually, it's more dangerous to commit offenses against a devotee than to commit offenses against the Lord. So that's another reason why Amoga's offenses could be forgiven so easily. Because they were forgiven by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was God himself. Now, remorse is not equal to apology. Someone just asked that. Both things have to be there. Actually, real remorse. Okay, real remorse means, if you complete it, the circle, real remorse means apology, rectification, and restoration. Three different things. If you talk about real remorse. But most people think remorse is just, I feel bad about it. No. Real remorse, depends on how you define remorse. If remorse is apology, part of remorse is apology, part of remorse is rectification and restoration. In other words, let me be specific. Of course, apology everyone understands, but rectify my consciousness, and restoration, you know, make some payment. For example, let's say I smash your car. So if I go to you and say, I feel real sorry about it. That doesn't do it. I have to correct my driving habits too. That's rectification, rectify myself. And then I have to pay for the damage on your car. In other words, you got to do something about it. You got to serve the person. So that to me, that's real remorse. But if remorse is just defined as, I feel bad about what I did, that's not real remorse. Okay? Okay, I have to end now because I got a little bit of a long drive tonight, so I could be online tomorrow morning, early in the morning at 4 o'clock. For my birthday party, or whatever, in Brisbane. Okay, so we'll see everybody tomorrow evening, same time, same station. Hribo.